Good afternoon. Again, my name is Tammy Yazzie, and I am from the Navajo Nation, and I work for the Navajo Nation Community Health Representative Program. And thank you for being here. My presentation is going to be on the Community Outreach and Patient Empowerment Program, COPE, for Navajos living with chronic disease. I have no relationships to disclose. My presentation overview will cover the Navajo background of the Navajo Nation, describing what the COPE program is, our COPE partners, our objectives and accomplishments under the COPE program, how COPE works, preliminary outcomes, and then conclusion and future direction of the COPE program. A little background on health disparities among American Indians and Alaskan Natives. Overall, the life expectancy is 5.2 years shorter. The prevalence of diabetes among American Indian and Alaskan Native is almost three times that of U.S. non-Hispanic whites. Okay, background on the Navajo Nation. We are the largest federally recognized tribe. Our reservation is 27,000 square miles, about the size, a little bigger than the size of West Virginia. The population roughly is about 300,000. Okay, what is COPE? COPE, the acronyms, Community, Outreach, Patient, and Empowerment. Community is focusing on improving community wellness. Intervention is designed using the community participatory model. The outreach is home-based intervention delivered by trained CHRs, community health representatives, who provide health education, counseling, and health promotion, and also provide social support. And we have the patient, who are high-risk clients with uncontrolled chronic disease, primarily diabetes. Empowerment, and we're basically trying to empower the patients to make a healthy change in their lives. So the establishment of the COPE program started with three parties, one being the Indian Health Service, the other being the Navajo Nation CHR program, and the other key player is the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Partners in Health based in Boston. So a little background on the Navajo Nation CHR program. The Community Health Representative Program is a national program with over 1,400 community health representatives nationwide, representing 250 tribes. With the Navajo Nation, we are tribally run and we're funded through the Indian Health Service. And our program was established in 1968. Within our program scope of work, it does include working with high-risk clients and working with other Indian Health Service and tribal programs. Our Navajo Nation CHR program is divided into eight service units, and we cover the 110 chapters on the Navajo Nation. The chapters are sort of distinguished like maybe how districts are in cities. And we have one CHR that covers each chapter, the 110 chapters, but there are some chapters that the population is low enough where we have like two CHRs covering two chapters, and then the larger populated areas, we have one CHR covering that chapter. So the CHRs on the Navajo Nation, they're community members. They're all Navajo speaking. They're bilingual as well. They're first responders, and they're certified nursing assistants. The COPE program, when it initiated, we started with the two service units, which is in Gallup, New Mexico, and another community in Shiprock, New Mexico. And that started in March 5th, 2010. The other key player is the Indian Health Service. Again, they're federally funded health system providing universal access to health care for American Indians and Alaskan Natives. And one of their initiatives, the National Improvement Patient Care, the IPC, includes self-management and community linkages. And the diabetes education and nutrition programs under the IHS are involved in the COPE program. And each of the IHS facilities, primarily in the Gallup and Shiprock, the two that we're targeting, there's a point of person at each of these service units who we contact if we have any questions. And one of the other key players, again, is the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Partners in Health. They are the part of the Division of Global Health Equity. And the COPE program uses the adherence curriculum developed by Brigham and Women's Health. And the other partner is Partners in Health, who are community-based approach programs and support public health systems. The objectives of the COPE program is to enhance the CHR program by providing additional resources, training, and support. Improve outcomes of high-risk individuals living with chronic conditions. Prevent diabetes and other chronic disease in the community by working with family members of high-risk individuals. So some of the accomplishments. There's a curriculum that was developed under the COPE program. There have been training and competency assessments done, referrals and enrollment, preliminary program evaluation, and expansion plans. So how COPE works, we have the CHR, as you can see there in the middle. They're tied in with the healthcare team at the different IHS service units. They're provided training and health education, as well as they're provided with tools that they need to be out in the field. And then the CHR, who does the home visits out in the community to the high-risk clients and individuals who are at risk, provide the necessary health education, support, anything that the client needs out in the field. So the training, the health education and health promotion, training for the CHRs, the trainings are health-related topics by IHS Navajo-speaking trainers. So the trainers that the COPE program selects are from Indian Health Service, and they're able to talk in Navajo to the CHRs. So that way, when the CHRs go into the homes, because most of the elders in the homes don't speak English, they just speak Navajo. So the CHRs are able to translate the information to the clients out in the field. Some of the health promotion topics are on motivational interviewing, behavior change, and those were brought through by the PAC program from Boston, COPE, and then the University of New Mexico. Competency assessment ensures CHRs are well trained. So after each of the trainings that the CHRs go through, whether it's on foot care, nutrition, they are given a competency exam after the training, so that way they know, the trainer knows that the CHR is able to comprehend what they've been taught, so that way they're able to relay that information correctly out in the field. The linkage with care team. Increased coordination with the clinic team, referral to CHRs for COPE, and CHRs referring back to providers when they identify patients in the field, often working to establish PCP. On the reservation, there are times when some elders are not able to come to the hospital or to the facility. So there may be, you know, numerous reasons why they're not able to. So through the COPE program, the CHR is able to touch base with the physician, and the physician does home visits with the CHR. So they get to go out into the rural areas to visit some of these elders who are unable to come to the clinic. So any problems, situations that the CHR is having with a certain client, they're able to bring a physician with them to go into the homes of these elders, and they're able to communicate in that way. So that way the elder's able to get the care that they need. As far as referrals go, it works both ways. The CHR can issue a referral to a physician saying, I have this patient who has a high A1C, get him onto the COPE program, vice versa. If a physician feels like a client that comes to see him or her needs to be referred onto the COPE program, they'll send a referral to the CHR as well. And then through the trainings that the CHR field staffs go through, the supervisors are able to attend those trainings as well. And then clinical support, just like I mentioned, through the home visits. Okay, the tools and equipment and the teaching aids. CHRs, through the trainings that they receive, are given flip charts, and through those flip charts, they're able to provide that education out into the in the homes of these elders or individuals that are at high risk. The information within those flip charts are culturally appropriate for the elders, because a lot of times elders can adapt to certain pictures, can adapt to certain information. So a lot of the stuff that we have in these flip charts are culturally appropriate for our Navajo elders. Motivational interviewing techniques is one of the trainings that the staff have gone through. Normally a CHR has visited maybe a client or has seen a client for like 20 years, and they understand the client understands the CHR, but through the motivational interviewing, the CHRs have grasped like a new tool, a new way of trying to help the client, whether it's because of their increased A1C or if they just need other information to help control their diabetes. So through the motivational interviewing, a lot of the CHRs have been able to grasp new ways in helping their clients. And then other training that the CHRs go through are finger stick certification. And then through the COPE program, they're given supplies such as the AccuCheck, chem strips, and so forth. They're also given laptops, oximeters. A lot of the CHRs didn't have laptops out in the field, so a lot of the stuff that they were doing was like handwritten, hard copies. So through the COPE program, they were able to purchase laptops for the CHR, so now that they're able to do a lot of the work on the laptop. Okay, the patient referral, I sort of touched base on it before. They're referred by providers and CHRs and the public health nurses. Again, these are referrals that either the CHR or the provider or the PHN feels like if a client out in the field needs to be referred to the COPE program, they'll issue a referral to get these individuals onto the COPE program. And it's usually for individuals who have a high A1Cs, above like a 9.5. And during the referral process, CHRs are informed of the health issues of that client, and are encouraged to participate in the COPE program. So in the home, the CHR provides initial health assessment. They provide the health education using the flip charts that I mentioned. They engage in health promotion, goal setting. If, you know, they try to get an individual maybe to at least try to walk twice a day, maybe for 10 minutes, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, at least 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So different goal settings that the CHR tries to engage with the elder or other high-risk individuals. Client-centered approach, meeting the patient where they are at. Meaning, you know, the CHRs have been out in the field for several years, so they know their clients. They know what they can adjust to. They know their needs and their wants and so forth. So they're able to help them at that level. And then CHRs communicate important issues back to providers and encourage clients to engage with providers. So some of the results, when COPE started, we had referred a total of 90 individuals. That was back in the fall of 2010. And between the winter of 2010 to the summer of 2011, our referral was at 45. So to date, we lost 45, I'm sorry. So to date, we have 76 enrolled in the COPE program. And then the reason for some of the individuals who are no longer enrolled in the COPE program are, there's several. Either the patient refused the service, or there was no contact made. The patient felt like they were doing well. The patient said they were too busy. So there was just like a number of reasons why some of these people opt to disenroll from the COPE program. Okay, some of the outcomes, see if I can explain this. The 11.3 and then the 9.26 are individuals that are under the COPE program. So when individuals that were enrolled in the COPE program had A1Cs at 11.3, So through the course of being in the COPE program, getting the services by CHRs through the COPE program and so forth, their A1Cs dropped from 9.26. And individuals who weren't referred by the COPE program but are still seen at the facility, there's like no change in their A1C. So 9.79, there was no change through the 9.8. So in conclusion, we are doing ongoing feedback from CHRs and trainers through the COPE program and just responding to the needs of the CHRs as well as the clients. And patients with uncontrolled health problems may benefit from the COPE program. The future direction of the COPE program, we want to do a final program evaluation in Gallup and Shiprock, which will include clinical outcomes and health utilization, ongoing COPE expansion throughout the Navajo Nation. Expand sites can adapt their own intervention and program evaluation, and a continued curriculum development for CHRs, patients, and the CHR supervisors, and then a potential for a national scale-up. I'd like to acknowledge, those individuals for their assistance with the COPE program as well as this presentation. Thank you. We have
time for questions. We'll take a few questions.
That's actually a good question. Right now, I think we're just trying to focus on educating the clients. We did do a training for the CHRs on nutrition where they were given flip charts and actually little flip cards that had like the food that a lot of the Navajo elders eat, and then just kind of explaining to them if they want to cook like potatoes to use this kind of, you know, oil versus the grease kind of thing. So we're just kind of at that level right now.
Do you know anything about the particular food environment
on Navajo Nation? Some supermarkets on Navajo, I know one in particular, Bash's, it's a local on the Navajo Nation, they do have like one section devoted to like healthy foods, but you know, a lot of the elders sometimes don't take to that, or the price is a little bit higher than what they're accustomed to, so they'll, you know, obviously go with something that's less expensive. And that goes for like fruits and vegetables. I mean, we encourage them to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, but a majority of the time the cost is higher than what they're used to purchasing. Well, a majority of the time when the CHR does go into the home, they do like an initial assessment of the home. If they feel like there's a rug that's sticking out and it needs to be straightened out, they'll do that. If they feel the elder is at risk for, you know, a bedfall or any other incidents where the elder will cause harm to themselves, they'll assess that and make the necessary change. Yeah, a majority of these CHRs, like I said, they have been with the program for like maybe 20 to 30 years. So they know, you know, the high-risk individuals in the community. They've already seen them in the past, but being that the COPE program is new, the new initiative and so forth, so they involve that individual or have them referred onto the COPE program. So even if their A1Cs have dropped, if they've made significant improvement, the CHR will still be out there making visits to them. Thank you.
All right, thank you.